Blog Talk Radio.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Build yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself, it's fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear, girl, my dear, heart, yeah.
Yeah. How about that for an opening? Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and in case you're wondering, yes, you are at the right place at the right time. Here at Progressive News Weekly, week in and week out on Thursday evenings, for your listening pleasure and edification, we bring you news and information that's intended to inspire you and encourage you, of course, to empower you, enlighten you, and, well, instill you to actually get involved and make a difference. You see, we keep it live, as I like to say. Our programs are not typically heard on mainstream media, and if you do hear the topic or the guest on mainstream, it's typically presented with a political or business spin, or it's just not given the time it deserves. And so we're so proud here on Progressive News Weekly to say that there's no political or business interest involved, and we certainly give our guests and the topics the time they truly do deserve. By some standards, the topics and or guests may be considered controversial. We've even been called conspiracy theorists. But I would counter that with saying any one person or topic has been vetted over these 9 years that I've been blessed to be on the air, and that we do our background research, and so our guests and our topics are thoroughly grounded in fact. And so with that, I ask you to, as I like to say, hold on to your seats, because this evening, oh, this evening we have a program in store for you. For those of you who are regular listeners, you'll be familiar with our particular guest, and to some extent, I say some extent, and you'll see for a reason in a moment, the topic. And I'm not going to actually reveal that yet, as I like to do, for those of you who are not on my mail list, so you'll have to kind of sweat this one out. Who is this person? Because if you were on my mail list, you would know who this guest is. So to get on my mail list, in case you're wondering, you'll simply send me an email to Daryl, that's D-A-R-R-Y-L, _ C-L-A, 1-8, at msn.com. And I'll be sure to add you to my mail list that goes out to hundreds or thousands around the country, within a few days, or sometimes a week, but usually within a few days or a day before the program airs, you'll get a little bit of a summary of what that particular week's program is about. And with that said, should you want to go back and listen to that particular program or any of our programs over the last year, you can certainly go to the archives as soon as one day after the program airs. So tomorrow this program will be on the archives, and you'll simply, to get to the archives, go to the website and type in Blog Talk Radio. That's BlogTalkRadio.com /Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And that's the network that I happen to be airing on. And when you go to that site, you'll simply scroll down and you'll see Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly, and all of my programs will be listed by date, by topic, and by guest for the last year. And believe me, we've had some doozies over the last year. Not to be topped by tonight's program, though, as I continue with that carrot. Typically, I like to open the airwaves up for information that you, the listener, would like to share. We know we had a few tragedies in the last weak, of course, in Europe, here even in our own country, with terrorists. And that was another reason why I chose that particular opening tune by one of my all-time favorite groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire, which was appropriately titled All About Love. And, you know, it really is all about love. At the end of the day, regardless of, you know, race, gender, creed, religion, you know, I truly believe that that's what it really comes down to. And if more of us, you know, believe that, I think there'd be a lot less strife. So as I said, that's one of the reasons. And if you're not familiar with Earth, Wind, and Fire, it's all about love. You gotta Google it. For those of you who have smartphones, just go to Google and type in All About Love. If you haven't been familiar with that tune, that's truly, truly one that you have to do. There's certain lyrics in there that, you know, that just touches anyone with, I believe, with a heart. So it talks about paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing. Never let it fade away. It's all about love. Build yourself a true romance. There's beauty that surrounds you. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. It just, it's really a beautiful song. And with everything that's going on in this world, politically and even on the business front, with some of the you know, egregious, overly aggressive approaches that many of the businesses who are having a significant influence in our governments around the world are enacting in, I thought that would be appropriate as our next program that we air next week will be fully into the summer solstice, as I begin to segue into our first guest. With that said, you say, well, summer solstice, yes, summer is just about here. Can you believe it? We were just, seems like a month ago, you know, just talking about, boy, I'm glad, you know, we got through that winter, and now we're looking at summer. So time moves on, and the question is, what are we doing with our time? And I'm not trying to preach, because believe me, most of the time I'm speaking to myself and sharing with you, and it's a pleasure to be able to do that. But that is a question. What are we doing with our time, and how are we approaching whatever it is we're doing with that time? Is it in fear? Is it in love? Combination? And what more could we be doing? And how more efficiently could we be doing it? So it comes down to us being the best we could be. So that little statement is going to come up again in the course of this evening, as I let you know who our special guest is. Tonight we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And again, for those of you who are familiar with our special guest, yes, you are in for another treat. And for those of you who aren't, well, sit back. You'll soon appreciate this special individual. Dr. Glenn Mendoza is actually an MD. He's actually a medical doctor. He developed the neonatal intensive care unit at Good Samaritan Hospital in New York, where he served as the director of neonatology for over 21 years. So yeah, he's grounded in the medical profession. But throughout his work, he was led to go deeper in terms of the healing art, and healing is an art, it's not just a science. And as a naturopath and nutritionist, I speak from experience. And So he has taken that to another level, and he is also a master pranic healer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well, because I'm sure many, if not most of you, are saying, who are not familiar, what is a pranic healer? So that makes this program an extra special treat, because there's as few as seven in the world. He's a specialist in meditation and astrology, and he's an author. We're going to talk about his most recent book as well. We're going to, of course, for those of you who are familiar with Master Glenn, as I affectionately refer to him, we're going to, of course, talk about the current sun sign, which is the sun sign of Gemini, the twins. And so I look forward to that as he gives us the attributes of the Gemini and how any of us can utilize those attributes. So we've got a jam-packed program ahead of us for the next, 40 minutes or so, 35, 40 minutes. And if we don't get to everything, which I know we won't, we're going to be continuing in a future program. In fact, with regard to the book, as I was reading it, because I do have a copy and have read the book, not as thoroughly as I like to, because I recently just got a copy, and it's so interesting. It's one of those you kind of got to really delve into it and really sink your teeth into it, but it's a quick read. So we're going to get into that, and what I'd like to do is perhaps do maybe a series, and we can get into perhaps a book study, because this book is something that is life-changing. It's one of those books. It's not a thick book, but it truly can change your life. So with that said, I'm going to bring to the airwaves, and the next voice that you'll hear will be Dr., affectionately called, Master Glenn Mendoza.
Hi, Daryl. How are you? How are you, Daryl? I'm so happy you're back on the waves again. You're back on the air. Anyway,
don't remind me. For those who are listening, Master Glenn was actually scheduled 2 weeks ago, so now I've got to share the story, Master Glenn.
Yes.
And I can call you Master Glenn because I've been fortunate enough to actually study under you at least a couple of times in some of your in person in some of your group meditations. We were scheduled 2 weeks ago today, past 2 weeks ago, for this interview. And out of these 9 years, I've never had a scenario where the network just went down. And so we're about to go on the air, and of course, Dr. Mendoza has not been on my program, I'm going to say, 9 months, and that's the first time, I think, Dr. Mendoza, in 3 years that you've not been on in that length of time. Of course, I was anticipating you coming on, and I had been calling you, and you were traveling around the world, and I'd call you, and you'd say, well, I'm in Indonesia, oh, I'm in Bangladesh, I mean, you've been everywhere. Because you're in so much demand. And I remember in January, I said, well, Dr. Mendoza, you know, maybe next month. And you said, it was January, February, and you said, maybe June. And I said, okay, that's a smart aleck remark. Little did I know that it would be June before we could actually get you scheduled. And then when I get you scheduled, I'm really excited about it, and we're ready to get started, the network goes down. And I have never experienced that. So I said, okay. And, you know, I was pretty upset about it. And I called you later, and you counseled me. So I had to tell the story. I was pretty upset about that. People were calling me because I had sent it out to hundreds of people saying, you know, Dr. Mendoza is going to be back on. And people were calling me during the course of when the show was supposed to be airing. What's going on, Daryl? What's happening? I got your message. I got your email. I got the announcement. So here we are now. As you said, when you were telling me, Daryl, stop yourself, because I was pretty upset, and I appreciate you helping me out through that. You said, Daryl, okay, if it was the first time, then this was the time that it was supposed to happen for a lesson. And I thank you for that, Dr. Mendoza.
Thank you. Thank you. For the listeners, I just want to let you know, Daryl has this commitment to do serve the public, the things that he'd like to share, the things that he'd like to discuss and bring up to the our consciousness. And he was preparing a lot at that time, and that's why he was upset. I think he was more upset that the people whom he served were not able to. He was not able to deliver. At least that's my point. But anyway, we're back, and I think your listeners, as I said, are very happy to hear you again. And you did mention about the summer solstice, which is actually. This year it'll be exactly on June 21st. It's an auspicious time. There are different auspicious times of the month. When you say auspicious, there's a good energy to do something on that particular day. Some of the auspicious days are actually the full moon meditation, which. Daryl and I have been discussing for the past couple of years, inviting me to talk about the full moon. There's a lot of energy during the full moon, and it's an auspicious time. Another auspicious time is actually the solstice. We have, or the equinox. There's an equinox there. So there's a good energy. So it's good to meditate. Or do some service, or do some good things during those times.
Dr. Mendoza, for our new listeners, as you talk about, you know, the auspicious time of the summer solstice, and you're talking about energies, because I know we're going to have some discussion about energies as we go into the interview. Can you share with the listeners when you talk about energy? You know, what does that have to do with us as human beings? And because when I think about summer solstice, I think about the sun, you know, in certain angles, you know, as we learn in what is it, middle school, high school. But what does that have to do with us as humans?
Yes.
On this,
what happened was that it said that energy is everything, and everything is energy. So what happened was that this auspicious times. We're in the in our layman's way, we say there's alignment. The alignment of the certain planets, certain astronomical this alignment of the sun and the planet. So what happened with it is the right combination wherein energy is flowing. It's like if you heard of the word feng shui. Everything flows. So same thing also with our body. If everything is healthy, the body is healthy, that means energy is flowing throughout the whole body. If the family is, there's harmony in the family, you realize energy is moving in the different members of the family. If a society is prosperous, successful, there's peace and order, that means energy is flowing. And same thing with a country. So during this auspicious time, usually energy is flowing not only in strength, but also in quality. And sometimes this energy could be called even divine energy. Because they are actually divine in nature.
You're talking spiritual in nature.
Yeah, they could be spiritual in nature, or some people do meditate during these auspicious times. You could actually take advantage of the energy at that time. To go into meditation. And number two was that during this auspicious time, like the full moon or the solstice, you could do meditation and you could actually bless your projects, because there's so much energy. When there's so much energy, you could use this to bless Mother Earth. You use this to bless troubled spots of the world. You do this to bless your family and your loved ones. You do this to bless your business and your projects. And that's what we've been doing for almost 25 years since I've been doing the full moon meditation monthly, and trying to share it with the people so their lives will be better.
When you talk about utilizing meditation to bless family and projects and of course, Earth and society, your country, your town, is that not similar to prayer? Can you differentiate?
Some people say when we pray, we talk to God. Some people say when we meditate, we sort of listen or try to connect with God. Like an invocation is when we ask for a higher factor for help. Like it's like a prayer. God, please help me. I'm having a difficult time. I need clarity. I need healing. I need energy. That's an invocation. An evocation is when that higher factor, in this case God, will bring down the energy. So what happened when we pray, we ask God, we talk to God, we invoke to God, for God, for the holy teachers, for our spiritual teachers, for that energy. And when we meditate, we go into this state wherein we sort of tap into this energy. When we say energy, I sort of mean it's like experiencing divine energy or God's energy. So everything always ends up with God, at least that's how I believe it. So what happened during the meditation, when one meditates, as there is an evocation, that divine energy comes down, it clears our energy body, or it goes into the physical body. So during meditation, a lot of people will have clarity. Why? Because it flashes out some of these negative energies, like negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative energies. They're flushed out as this divine energy comes in. So as this divine energy comes in, a person will be energized during the meditation. And you could use this, number one, for healing oneself, number two, stress relief, number three, use this energy again, not only for oneself, but for others, by blessing, as I said, blessing it out, so there'll be a positive, fresh energy to your loved ones, to your home, to your workplace, colleagues, and everything else. You even bless.
You talk about energies coming in strengths and qualities, depending on certain times of the year or of the month. Like I know in May for years, one of the highest energy times is in May, as I remember, in April, May, and then June, there's another festival of really celebration of the energy. In terms of segueing to like the solstice and the sun signs,
yes.
Why is it more beneficial that when you're meditating, it's more effective and there's more energy flowing during a full moon?
That's interesting. This will give me a very short explanation. Okay, number one, people will remember that we're meditating during the full moon. You understand? So imagine three objects. Number one, on your left side, say facing away, you could see the sun on your left-hand side. Are you with me?
Okay,
and what
I'm with
happened,
you.
On the center object is the Earth. And on
okay.
the right side is the moon. Are you with me? So between
right.
the Earth and the moon, between the sun and the moon is actually the Earth.
Okay.
Yes? What is that
yep.
time? It is called what? The full moon. When the moon is between the sun and the Earth, so now you have the sun on the left side, now the moon is in the middle and the Earth is on the right side, that is called the new moon. Are you with me? So
that's called the what?
New moon. It's new.
Oh, the new moon.
It's
yes,
new.
The new moon
remember,
is when the moon is between
the
sun and the
yeah,
Earth. Yes.
Remember, yeah, remember the moon rotates around this Earth.
That's right.
So what
I
happened?
Understand.
So what happened? Let's go back to the full moon. So we have the sun, we have the Earth, and we have the moon away from the sun. That's why it's full. It doesn't have that waxing and waning. It has the full moon. So you see the like effulgent or the full blooming of the full moon. So what happened during the full moon? Is actually the energy of the sun and the constellation is magnified. And it's magnified onto the Earth at that particular full moon. Why is that? Because the moon is not obstructing the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
the energy of the specific sun sign, the astrologers knew this, that say, for example, for this month, it is Gemini. Gemini is so strong, the constellation of Gemini is magnified, and the energy of the sun is actually extending itself into the Earth. That's why the energy of that particular, that's why if your birthday is Gemini, your this is what you call your sun sign, or you were born that day, your birth month. So they are energized at this time, you know, that kind of thing. So in Gemini, say, for example, you talked about the qualities of Gemini, number one, they're very diplomatic. They're very intelligent. They use the mind. They use the mind a lot. What else about the Gemini? Number one, Gemini are very intelligent. They're very, sometimes I know you're Cancer, Daryl, but actually the Gemini are very good in expressing themselves. So they are very good announcers. They're very good MCs. A lot of people who could express themselves very well. They're eloquent. They're erudite. Actually, most of them are Gemini. So during this time, during the sun, when the sun sign of Gemini is here, the positive qualities is activated. So that's why, if I meditate here, I could get the positive qualities of Gemini. So during that particular time, not only you get the divine energies during meditation, you also imbibe or absorb the positive qualities of that particular sign.
So even though I'm not a Gemini, or someone could be an Aries or, you know, Pisces or Leo or Libra or whatever they are, Sagittarius, they could, I almost have to go through all of those because I know somebody wants to say, she didn't say my sign. And all the others, of course, that exist, you can still... reap the benefits of Gemini. So, for example, I do a radio program, and from what you've said, Geminis are excellent at doing something like that, television host or things like that. So then this month should be a great month for my radio show if I meditate on
yeah, it will magnify it. Yes, it will magnify your enthusiasm, your sharp intellect and thriving on communication. That's what your service to your listeners are. You thrive on communicating ideas, your tribe, and communicating things that have to, you know, the times demand, issues on the times, and that's important. Diplomatic. So those are qualities of Gemini. Not a lot of people have that, but for the Gemini, it's even magnified during that month. Actually, going back, Daryl, this is what was called actually the labors of Hercules. It is said
the labors
said,
of Hercules.
Remember, you know, the labors. Hercules had labor, had 12 labors. It's called the labors of Hercules. He has lessons. He every time Hercules, who's supposed to be the complete man, have 12 labors. L-A-B-O-U-R-S. That means he had to do some test. And those 12 labors are actually, according to ancient wisdom, each labor is actually a sun sign, which Hercules has to overcome the weaknesses, so the positive quality is magnified. So when Hercules became a complete man, that means he has all these qualities of all the sun signs. That's the ancient wisdom.
Okay, so that would be the ideal, to be able to reap the
positive
qualities
of everyone, qualities,
all the signs. So with
yes.
that said, it would behoove an individual to try to catch the full moon of each of the sun signs. And at the end of the year, you know, you could have been the complete person.
That's on an energetic aspect. Oh, so if it's energy, hey, maybe it will affect me also. I could be, the goal is to become a better person. And if you have the positive qualities of each sign, I think it behooves us that there's no choice. We will become a better person.
It makes sense to me that there is something to the constellations for each of the 12 signs, and I'm saying that to say that there are those who would say, "Oh my gosh, astrology! Okay, that's, you know, witchcraft. It's evil."
I know.
It's conspiracy. But yet, from my own experience, I do see attributes that are recognized to be affiliated with a sign in people that I know who are born under that sign, and that's just been my experience. So, and the other piece of that is when you want to talk about, oh, that's evil. Well, God did create the sun and the stars. So, you know, that would just be my own counter to that. What do you say?
Number one, in Pranic Healing, we talked about energy. And what happened was that people do not, very difficult for people to believe something that they cannot see. Because it's energy, you know. Sometimes we do believe in energy. Love is an energy. We feel it, so it overwhelms us. But apparently, some people, what they cannot see is very difficult for them to believe. So, but in the future, people will be even now, like what you said, in the past. If somebody does healing or what they call laying of the hands, or the person got better because they're just an instrument of God, they are banned as a witch or a quack. Now the people consciousness are actually more advanced, or people are open to it, and people are looking into this, what even they call bioenergy therapies. like pranic healing, like Reiki, craniosacral, even acupuncture, and even prayers. So this emerging complementary therapies or biotherapies, they're called biotherapies or bioenergy treatments, are actually makes us open to the world of energy. And I feel knowledge of energy is a key to understanding actually health and disease.
With that said, if we should have time, and I know time is, I knew it was going to fly by just because of the interest of the information, I want to just let our listeners know that our programs are live. And so if you have a question or if there's been something that Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza has said that's intriguing, or you would like to comment or have a question, you'll simply press 1 on your dial, on your dial pad, and then myself or my engineer will pick up and allow you to have a question or comment about this dialogue. And if you dialed in through your computer, the number that you will dial to place a comment or question will be 347-838-9142, 347-838-9142. And if you already dialed that number, again, to get in, you'll just simply press 1, and we'll try to see if we can get you in to at least ask a question. And if we don't have time, if we run out, I'm going to respectfully, affectionately, lovingly put Dr. Mendoza on the spot, which I've done so many times over the years, because next month is full moon of Cancer, and I definitely want you to make yourself available. I don't care where you're traveling in the world. No, just kidding. Seriously.
Yes.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway. That said, you were talking about pranic healing, and someone sent me, actually a couple of folks, knowing that you were coming on, because, you know, you have a following here with Progressive News. When Dr. Mendoza comes on, can you ask him about pranic healing, and, you know, how does that work? Because you kind of segued into that with the bioenergy therapy and the fact that people are much more open. We've had Reiki therapists on our program before, and there's other modalities, as you've mentioned as well, that utilize energy. There's faith healing in the churches. But with regard to pranic healing and you being one of a handful in the world, can you give us that 100,000-foot, as they say, overview of what pranic healing is? And if someone, you know, wanted to seek healing in that manner, what would be the approach? But first, what is pranic healing?
Okay, what is pranic healing? Pranic healing is a comprehensive system of energy healing. It balances, harmonizes, and transforms the energy in our body. It uses life force, it's called life force or prana, to accelerate the body's innate ability to heal itself. The principle, the fundamental principle of pranic healing is, number one, the body has an innate ability to heal itself. Number two, by applying life force or prana to an affected part or organ, healing is accelerated. So what happened, pranic healing is actually, imagine we have the physical body. We've seen that. Within the physical body, we have also an energy body. We have an energy body. People are aware of this energy body. How do we know we have an energy body? Okay, this is just an experiment. I'd like the listeners to even raise your right hand with the palms facing upward. Are you aware of a few inches outside your fingers? An inch or so, are you aware of that?
Well, I have my hand up.
You.
You know, I've done this before,
can you feel something
if I can...
Outside the fingers, outside the hand?
You mean just like a sort of surrounding the hand within an inch of the hand?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That is basically an energy. So the energy is actually inside and outside. So we are actually made up of actually energy.
That's scientific, technically, correct? From the readings I've done over the many years.
Yeah,
I've read studies that show that if they could tap energy, we could light city blocks.
Uh-huh. So that's basically an example of how energy could be like. Some may be driving and some are not. I want everybody to just shake your hand. Just shake it. Shake both hands. Okay, Daryl, you could probably do this. Shake both hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I want you to put your palms facing each other and have about 2 or 3 inches distance. Okay, so everybody just inhale, just follow my instructions. Inhale gently, exhale. Focus at the center of the hand. Inhale again, hold, exhale. Focus at the center of the hand. Again, inhale again. Exhale, focus at the center of the hand. Last one, exhale. Now I want you to gently and slowly move your hands up and down. And now gently rotate both hands. Now reverse the rotation. Reverse it again. Now I want you to move it around 6 inches apart now, and I want you to move your hands upward and rotate gently, slowly. Reverse. Okay, that's enough. Can you feel the energy?
this is
actually having us feel the energy. So what happens, some people would like to feel it, to experience it. Pranic healing is currently the world's fastest growing complementary therapy right now. It is a system of energetic techniques that enhances all aspects of our lives. Pranic healing is spread in hundreds of healing centers in over 120 countries across the globe. It is not intended to replace conventional medicine, but rather to complement it. So it's practiced by hundreds of thousands of people across the world of different faiths, different cultures, religions, and philosophies.
So if you had a broken bone, or if you had a problem with vision, cataracts, or if you had a problem with carcinogenous, you know, issues, you know, cancerous issues, or something as, you know, common as high blood pressure or diabetes, all those things, the healing thereof, or the balance, as I like to say, thereof, could be exacerbated with a pranic healing?
Actually, first example you have, pranic healing could heal different conditions. especially if you combine it with medical treatments, usually it would help a lot of millions of people globally. In fact, if you want a scientific study, we did a scientific study here in New Jersey at St. Joseph Medical Center in Patterson, New Jersey. It's a big center where in the emergency room, they studied people who come in there with pain. They're given medications. Sometimes they're given narcotics because you don't go to an emergency room where you could take Tylenol at home. So you go to emergency room in extreme pain. And one group were in there given medications or some narcotic medications, and another group were given medications with pranic healing. What happened was that most of the people that are go to the emergency room have a level of 9, 10, in a score of 0 to 10, wherein 0 is no pain, 10 is extreme pain. They come in with extreme pain. With the medication alone, it drops to around 7 or 6, but with the pranic healing, it drops down all the way to 2 or 3. So this is what we call a single randomized study, wherein it was noted that pranic healing reduces pain in emergency room department patients.
So it's been proven.
We've done that. Actually, the nurses are the ones. Pranic healers who are nurses are the ones doing it in the emergency room.
Wow.
So, by and large, it's something that I would encourage people to look into. We have introductory lectures. I'd like your listeners to log into pranichealingusa.com. That's the Center for Pranic Healing. We're in charge of pranic healing in the whole East Coast, actually Puerto Rico and Mongolia. My wife right now went to Mongolia to teach pranic healing. And we do teach pranic healing and give lectures in these areas, in these states.
So if someone is on the West Coast or the Midwest or in the South, do you have, like, remote training
we have it throughout the whole United States. It's just like my area is actually this. We have a big catchment area in the East Coast. That's my specific area. There's also a pranic healing group in the West Coast and also in the Midwest. So there are actually two major organizations, and one of them is the Center for Pranic Healing.
Wow. And you're saying by going to the pranichealingusa.com, they could find out where or how they could engage in getting assistance with pranic healing.
Regardless of where they are.
Okay. That's very helpful. I would like to talk a little bit about the book with what we have left, but as I was saying in the top of the program, for those of you, first of all, let me intervene myself. For those of you who are just joining us, and I see a number of folks are joining us late, we've been having an uncommon dialogue with Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Master Glenn, as he's recognized worldwide as one of the few pranic healers in the world, less than 10 easily. And we've been talking about meditation, the benefits of meditation, energy of the celestials, and we've been talking about healing and use of energy. We've talked about astrology and what sun signs mean And us being currently under the sun sign of Gemini, and all of this you'll catch in the archives by simply tuning in after the program to blogradio.com/Renford, and you'll be able to tune back into this program. If someone has a pressing question, because we're going to run out of time, you can press 1 right now on your touchtone pad, and you can ask Dr. Glenn Mendoza a question or have a comment. Again, you just press 1 on your dial, and myself or our engineer will give you that opportunity. Dr. Mendoza, I've been perusing your latest book, Better Yes. Person Mindset. Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act. And a lot of what we talked about this evening is in the book. And what I'd like to do, I think this is an important piece of work. I really do. And I, as you can imagine, being a talk show host, I get a lot of books on self-help and the like. But there's something special about this book, and I'm going to just say this. There's an energy about it. So before we get a little bit into it, was there meditation on this book? There's something about this book, as I was reading through it, the energy kind of exudes from that. Was there something that you did as you began to write this book? What prompted you to write the book before we go into it? How did you
actually
come about that?
Actually, probably the answer is the ones we discussed early in the first part of the program wherein we meditate. I realized during this meditation, as I got involved with pranic healing and do my meditation, I realized over a period of time, as we see a lot of pranic healers, they become better persons. So what happened was that there are a lot of ways to become a better person, but what happened was that regular meditation practice, doing service to other people, alleviating their pain, their suffering through pranic healing, through energy healing, actually makes you a better person. So I try to, I have about, before I said how many things that I can do wherein people can think about a specific a principle or a concept and apply it and act on it. So I did 9, and one of them is meditation. One of them, there are different concepts, principles that people can do to become a better person. So at one point, I always wanted to write a book, and somehow things just came into play, and I was able to write it the past year. It just came out on December 28th, but we were already, the publisher already had put us into the bestseller list because we published already, printed around over 3,000 copies in just 4 months. So it's available in Amazon.com. You know, you could use a Better Person Mindset. But by and large, it gives you, it starts with knowing yourself. I think I started wherein, how can you become a better person? Looks like I always, let me tell you something. I would challenge everybody who's listening. Each one of us like to become a better person. We'd like to become a better husband, a better wife, a better student, a better announcer, a better service, a better communicator, a better doctor, a better nurse, a better teacher. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I believe that each one of us, probably within ourselves, say, I'd like to become a better president. Nobody would like to come. I want to become the meanest, baddest president ever. I hope I didn't put a thing in there. So every one of us want to become a better person.
Hmm.
That's an innate quality of what we are. So our life here on earth is to become a better person. And according to a great teacher, but some people will all comment, oh, how about Hitler? How about the people who kill and all that? According to a great teacher, the name in India is called Lord Krishna. He said, a good person is not completely good, and a bad person is not completely bad. So I'd like your listeners and each one who are listening right now, look at a person that's bad. If you really look at that person, there's something good in that person. If you look at a person who's good, somehow there's some qualities that are not so good. Or you look at yourself also. So our goal is, it's a lifetime. Some people do it as a lifetime. We learn, we earn, we yearn and share. These are stages of life that we wanted to do. But our main goal is actually to become a better version of ourselves, a better you.
So I found that first section very interesting. Know thyself. You go into, if I can just kind of highlight, I was very serious actually when I said, I'd like you to come back. I'd like to do a book review. This program,
sure.
And we have many people who go into the archives, actually more go into the archives than in the live programs. And so hearing this, I'm speaking to those who are live right now and those who are listening to me on the archives, which is kind of strange. I'm talking to the future. I'm suggesting take a look at the book and then let's delve into this over the months ahead, a little bit at a time. You say, how do you, you know, climb a mountain? One step at a time. But if I can just highlight the titles, just to give the listeners an idea. Know Thyself was the first chapter. And as I said, I haven't delved into this like I'd like to. I've kind of summarized it. So I know I missed a significant amount of it. And perhaps by the next time you're on, I'm hoping that'll be within the month. I will have at least completed the first go-round of the book. But the second chapter is karma. And then you say in the third chapter, the title, The Power of Thoughts. Then the fourth, The Virtue of Gratitude. The fifth, The Pursuit of Happiness. The sixth, The Doctrine of Cycles. The seventh, The Sacrifice and Service. And then eight is awareness, and nine, meditation. And listeners, if you were listening to what I just said, the way that those things build upon themselves is truly energetic. It's all I can say. It really is. But if I can just stop and talk about know thyself, there were certain things I had to read that two times, just that first chapter. And for me, it was important, and I find that in many books I read, the first chapter. Because usually for the author, and I've talked with 100 authors, it seems like that's kind of the seed of the thought of their book. And I find that first chapter is very often, if you can really grasp that, it really catapults you into the book. So as I was reading that, you talked about things. Well, there was something that you mentioned. You said there's, first of all, three elements that really, for you, stood out that are most effective to enjoying and living life to the fullest. You said knowing, first of all, who we are. Then you said our personal core values, which ties into who we are. And then the third thing was understanding the nature of the soul. And I want to stop on that third one, the nature of the soul. And if we can we just take a moment as we close out this particular segment? Because I want to pick, when we come back, Dr. Mendoza, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the next full moon, which will be the full moon of Cancer, if you're able to make it. You see a hint out there about six times. Then I want to get right into the book, the next time. And hopefully a number of the listeners will have read it and will have some questions and some dialogue about it. Because that aspect of the soul, that's universal. And I find it nebulous, and even myself, a naturopath, a nutritionist, studying energy and the energy of healing, that's a hard one for me to truly get the grasp that I desire, and I don't know if I'll ever get the grasp, you know, that I ever desire, as you've always taught and I've learned from you. You never stop learning and enhancing your learning. But can you give us some insight on the soul as a closeout, as a treat to our listeners?
Actually, it's maybe I'll ask. I'll start this with a question. As I was growing up, I will throw this question: who among your listeners were confused? What is the spirit? What is the soul? So what happened was that when I was growing up, they were saying the soul, the spirit. Which one is it? So I'll make it very simple. 2 minutes. So what happened, according to St. Paul, according to the Bible, we are made of a body, we're made of a soul, we're made of a spirit, according to St. Paul. So let's work with that, what the great teacher said. So we have the physical body, and we have a soul. And what is the spirit then? The spirit is actually the image of God. When God created man, he said, I like to create man in my image. So he said, we call it the divine spark or the spirit of God. So what happened, this divine spark is in each one of us. The image of God is in each one of us. So we have a soul, we have a spirit. So our goal to become united with God is to become united with that spirit or that divine spark. But first, we have to pass through the soul. So we have, this is by and large, we have to be in contact with our soul. So that's why meditation is one way, since soul, it seems to be a very subtle energy. So during meditation, during prayer, during contemplation and reflection, one tries to achieve oneness with the soul. That's at least in a simple way, because the soul always wanted all along to communicate with us. In some of our deepest meditation or deepest or profound experience or a eureka moment or a godlike moment, usually we are in contact with that higher soul. We are always in contact with a higher soul because we are alive. So, but what happened, the degree of connection, the degree of oneness, or the degree of soul energy in one's person are all different.
Would that
more questions?
Soul be considered something related to hunches, or you've heard people say your first mind, is it a conscious thing, the soul?
No. It is. That's why in one of the chapters it's actually awareness. Awareness is so we become sort of aware of the subtlety within us. A good example of this soul energy. Okay, a good example of soul energy. Remember, sometimes when we have to do something bad, if we go to we find a pen or a phone, and it's nobody's owning it, and says, "Oh, okay, I'll take this." And something tells you that it's not yours. Remember that, or you have to pay for this. This is not free. Something in your mind tells you that it is not the right thing to do. That is actually energy of the soul. That's why sometimes when we do have to do something, the positive quality will tell us that it's not the right thing to do. So
okay.
That is, it makes sense. As if, for example, you're going to you have a person and you want to say something bad or nasty to the person. Something inside you, don't say it. Actually, the soul is telling you already, That is what we call, in some parlance, the conscience. The conscience is a quality, like it's the soul talking in some way, intensely.
The conscience is a reflection of the soul, then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just part of the soul.
So I've always, from my limited knowledge of the soul, had the a belief that we were soul spirits, or not. Let me retract that one. We were soul energies before we were physical bodies. And then our physical bodies birthed onto the soul. And I noticed that in the you address that similarly, in that same sense, that we were soul energies and we have a body that encompasses that soul energy, as opposed to we're the physical that has a soul.
Yes, yes.
Can you speak to that?
Some people say it like we are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. Right now, Daryl or Glenn Mendoza feel that I have a soul. No, actually, we are a spiritual being with a body. The soul is a higher factor.
Okay, I like that. That helps me. Last question, and then we're going to have to wrap up for this time, and I'm going to look forward to the next.
Thank you.
I know our listeners are, and I'm going to get email blast, up the line here.
I know. We have a lot. We talked a lot of really, like what you said, controversial stuff.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this. Let me ask. I like to live from the soul as much as I can, and as nebulous as that may sound, is that something that's possible? I mean, it gets back into the consciousness of our soul, and many of the things that I read on spirituality talk about try to live more from the soul than from the mind, because the mind is a reflection of emotion and other things that can mislead you, but the soul is more pure. That's from some of the readings that I've had. What is your thought on that? Can we communicate with one another from a soul perspective or a spiritual perspective?
Yes. That's why sometimes awareness, I'm trying to talk about awareness. How can we be aware of something subtle when somehow we're not even aware of the physical part? So we have to become aware of something subtle like the soul. In fact, they were saying during the meditation, you hear the whisper of the soul or the voice of silence. So what happened by being aware of something greater than us, something that is more powerful but imperceptible, is something that we should do it. And this is where people, actually, there's soul communication, if that's your question. You know it. There are some people who said, I don't know, I like you, something familiar with you, looks like I've met you before. Those are souls communicating.
Ah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
In different approaches, but those are soul communicating.
Wow. Sort of like when you and I communicated, because I was saying, wow, there's something about this.
Oh, you want
this
to know
doc-
one more thing? One more thing? That
yes.
This one I'd like to share. The
Please.
Soul, okay? The soul does not have sex. The soul does not have color. And the soul does not have an age. So
can
that's
you repeat
why
those three? Can you repeat those three
soul,
one more time, please?
The soul does not have a sex. It's sexless. The soul does
it, it
not,
does not have,
have
a
color.
What?
Sex.
What was the first one? Sex.
Sex. The soul is there's no sex in the soul, there's no color, and there is no aging. That's why we could get in love with the person with the same sex. We could fall in love with a person with different colors, different constitution, and we could fall in love with somebody who's old or somebody that's young, because the soul does not recognize, the soul just knows.
Oh boy, that's getting deep now. This is a great way to segue into our next program with you. That is something that we can really platform from in
now,
terms of talking.
Now you realize that I'll go with a little bit. That's why a white person could love a black, an Afro-American, a Chinese could fall in love with a white, a Jewish could fall in love with a Muslim, because the soul is much, much above that. And
oh,
it explains some of the things that are happening in our society. So if we just go back to what you started, I wish we could communicate at that soul level so we could understand it. Does it make sense now? So once a person recognizes that this is just the soul talking or communicating, it makes sense.
So then, yes, we can communicate that answer to my question at a soul level.
Yes.
Wow. I want to thank you, Dr. Mendoza, for taking the time out this evening. Folks, we had a treat tonight, and we had a master pranic healer, one of only a few in the world. Don't mistake this. You can Google it if you'd like, because I always encourage you, any guest or topic we have, do your homework. And then when we have a return of that topic or guest, now you're enlightened, and you can expound with a base of knowledge and therefore evolve and grow and be a better person. And so with that, I want to thank all my listeners out there. I know we have some Geminis out there. I've got some aunties out there with Gemini. Shout out to you. Love you. Love all my listeners who support Progressive News Weekly, where, as I said, week in and week out, we try to just bring enlightenment and love and insight and inspiration and personal power. And so, Dr. Mendoza, we thank you again. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And whether you're a father or not, if there's someone around you that really is special to you, let them know. Tell them, because we don't know what the next moment holds. And so I encourage you, tell someone that you love them. Dr. Mendoza, thanks again. Any last words that you want to share? Everyone go to ProducthealingUSA.com. The book is Better Person Mindset. Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act by Dr. Glenn J. Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, M-D. You will appreciate yourself for doing that. And you'll know the next time that Dr. Mendoza will be on, I'll make sure I put the blast out well in advance so that we can all expand on the conversation that we had this evening. Dr. Mendoza, thank you. Really appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Father's Day. Okay, well, there ends another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And like I told you, hold on to your seats. I hope you had your seatbelts on, because I know there were some out there that maybe had that tilt on the head at some point during the course of this interview where you're saying, like my friend Arsenio would often say on his program, Arsenio Hall, my homeboy, if you will, Clevelander, cock that head and he'd go, makes you go, And that's what we want to do. We want to challenge ourselves to expand our knowledge and understanding of ourselves and the world around us, so that once we've done that, we can help the world to be a better place. And we can't help the world to be a better place unless we're better people. And so that's why this particular program meant a lot to me. And we are going to do a series, if I have to twist Dr. Mendoza's hand so to speak, in my own special way, because he is a special person. He's been a mentor and a friend for many years. And so with that said, drop me an email. Let me know what you thought about the program, or if you know of topics or individuals that can bring information or insight on something that especially isn't hitting mainstream media. I would love to bring them on and have them share with our listeners so that we can all grow together. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Don't be a secret agent. I'm a James Bond fan. Roger Moore passed on. But I'll tell you, I really enjoy secret agents, but not when it comes to information. So do share the information. Don't be a secret agent. If you found it interesting, don't you think someone that you care about might? And there's power in the numbers. So again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and we'll see you next week, the same time, when we have another enlightening program. And in the meantime, keep your head up, keep your chin up, keep your head to the sky.